And I hope to God, anytime there are protests of these magnitudes, I hope people at least are able to listen. And hopefully there is some type of change. It might not be the change you really want. It may take a lot of time to institute that change. The other person that sent an email said, you know, this is really tough. Everybody focuses on, obviously, the shootings and the victims and their families, and there's no question that should be the focus. But he also pointed out that he knows friends that are police officers that are up at night now because now they're in situations where they are a target because of these bad apple cops. They are now targets for other people because there's so many people that are full of hate or full of madness and anger, and maybe rightfully so. When you see people of your own skin color being, you know, taken out by people of higher power, and now they're vulnerable, and now they're a little bit worried because they got families to go home to, too. See, what's lost in this whole thing, as we said yesterday, is everybody is a human being, and many, pretty much everybody has family members still to worry about, whether you're black or white. And we all eventually, hopefully, have a home and a roof above our head. We got to go back to our family and our children. We want to protect them, whether they're black or white, right? And that's what the black communities are saying is, listen, the players are saying, we don't want to live in fear. We want to be able to do what everybody else is able to do. We have a different situation, a different set of circumstances. And that's very true. And I understand that. There's also a different set of circumstances for the good cops out there right now. They're on an island in some ways. And so this is the dilemma you have. Do you support your law enforcement completely and solely, or do you demand some change? But if so, what types of changes? It is a complicated issue, ladies and gentlemen. I don't like to talk about it. I really, really don't. But it is an issue that has to be talked about. And if we can't talk about it, whether it's me, whether it's Dusty, whether it's you, whether you're black, whether you're white, whatever your descent is, if we cannot talk about this in a calm and orderly fashion, then we have a problem. Clearly, we have a problem. There has to be listening on both sides. And perhaps what the NBA players are doing in the Milwaukee Bucks yesterday, perhaps they push the envelope to where that will speed up the process of having more dialogue. And maybe there'll be real change. And maybe some people's lives can be saved. And maybe eventually we can get police departments working together and get rid of the bad apples, whether it be a bad apple. See, there's bad apples in the police department. And we've talked about that, right? But there's also bad apples with these protests and these marches. And people want to focus on, you know, people that say this all the time, once again, contradict themselves. Well, there's a lot of great cops out there. Why do we focus on the bad cops? Yet that same person will tell me about how people are rioting and looting. And I'll say, well, those are bad apples in the protesting place, right? In a way, that's very similar. Wouldn't you say, Dusty? There's bad apples in each. So if you're going to be like, you want to say, listen, you got to remember all the great police officers out there. Well, then why don't you remember all the great peaceful protesters that are out there? So people adjust their argument to fit their agenda. Why can't we just see it, the broad picture, and go, you know what? You're right. There are bad apples in the police department. Let's not judge every police officer as a bad person, because they're not. Let's not judge people that do bad things that are peacefully marching and then all of a sudden they loot a store or they rob or whatever, and you immediately just label everybody a bad apple. No. Understand, there's good protesters out there, good people. They're having their voice heard because they have the freedom to do that in a peaceful way. Just because there's violence in a protest doesn't mean all protests are violent. Just as a police stop between a white officer and a black man doesn't always end in violence. It doesn't. There's many, many situations where there have been traffic stops and there have been no problems. But when lives are lost, and there is violence from either perspective, whether you're protesting or whether it's with a traffic stop or whatever the case may be, should that be addressed? Absolutely. Should it be discussed? Absolutely. And we need to do whatever we can in this country to make things better. And if we're not willing to listen, then we're part of the problem.
When we talk about cops, it brought me to a guy that I actually went to high school with. He was my age. He's a year younger than me in school. He lives in Portland now. And he's a police officer in Portland. And Portland's had riots from the beginning of whenever the George Floyd riots start, and they're still going on right now in Portland. Mm-hmm. And he said the other night that he's like, you're kind of on your own at times right now if you're in Portland and you have problems, because there were 3 cop cars available to take calls the other night because all the other cops are dealing with riots. And so take a look at the other side of it sometimes, mm-hmm. and understand what's going on. I know Todd. I know his family. I know his character. I know what he stands for. And I know that he's going to be doing things the right way. And he's tired right now. He's got to go to work every night and deal with these protests. And he's just tired. And when you do start thinking about that side of the angle of it, you know, my family's in law enforcement, but they're in the small communities here in Kansas, all of my family that is in law enforcement right now. But yeah, I'm kind of thinking about Todd in Portland, where there's riots every night, and that's his job. He goes to work every single night to deal with riots. Mm-hmm. He's tired, and I think that's where a lot of people are.
A lot of
right
people are
in
tired.
This country, we're tired. Whether you're on whatever side you're on,
yeah,
okay.
You're tired of
tired.
You're tired of police brutality.
Yes.
You're tired of racial profiling. You're tired of social injustice. You're tired of racial inequality. You're tired of protest. You're tired of riots. You're tired of politicians talking but not doing what they say they're going to do. You're tired of people pointing fingers. You're tired of people arguing. You're tired of people always trying to rationalize their agenda. You're tired of people not listening. You're tired of people always worried about themselves. I could go on and on and on. Yeah. You're right. We're tired of COVID-19. We're tired of masks, and many people are. We're tired of being told this is what we have to do. Very frustrating times all the way around.
That's where we're at right now.
We're all tired.
It's just... I don't know when or if it gets better or what you...
Oh, it will.
It will. And I know right now it doesn't seem like it will, but... And a lot of the stuff we're talking about here, what's the end game,
yes,
too?
Yes, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Where's the... And that's what we're all waiting for.
Yeah.
We're just so... You know, you're just in it and you're nervous and you're just like...
Where does
this
lead?
Go on from here.
I think you said that very well. I think, what is the end game? What is next? And since this is a sports talk show, sports ticket, of course, my biggest question... is on my sheet, what's next for sports?
Yeah.
And then to go one step further, as you just said, what's next, period, in general, in society and in life?
Yeah.
And you know, what's next and what's the end game? You're right. Those are the questions.
And I'm not trying to trivialize say anything one way or the other about this needs to stop or this needs to stop, whatever.
Right.
It's human nature. It's where we're at right now. Where does this end?
I don't think anybody knows.
No, absolutely nobody knows.
If we did know, then we could predict all this stuff, and then we'd be, you know, rolling in it because Vegas let us cash in our chips and our bets because we got it right. Man, wild times. I saw a funny meme. Let's end on this with a little levity. You ready for this? So I saw this meme the other day. It was Leonardo DiCaprio sitting back in a chair, and he says, he goes, "I'll have a Corona and two hurricanes." And... the bartender said that'll be 2020.
Yeah.
That seems to sum up this year, doesn't it?
Punch your ticket to local sports talk with the Sports Ticket Podcast. Now available via Apple, Google, and TuneIn Podcasts or sunflowerstateradio.com.